This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 1.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Productive Muslim Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge Day 1. So for today, your tasks are quite easy. Your article of the day is on how I stopped fearing Ramadan. Now this is an important article because many of us are fasting long hours, especially in summer heat. And for some of us that can make us quite worried about Ramadan. How are we going to cope with the thirst? How are we cope with working? What if we have exams? We're not going to be able to be productive. And what this article gets you to do is to shift your mindset and really remember what is the purpose of Ramadan. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remember Ramadan as the month of hunger or the month of unproductivity? Or did Allah remember it as the month in which the Quran was revealed? And by shifting your mindset, you will then realize that this is a crucial month for you to really build a relationship with the Quran. After your article, you're going to fill in a worksheet. Now, in order for this heart detox challenge to be effective, you need to fill out this worksheet so you can assess yourself. Where are you now and where do you want to be at the end of Ramadan? So I'm going to go through the sheet with you and I want you to think about how you would answer these questions, and I need you to be completely honest with yourself. So the first question here is to list three things that you want to get out of this heart detox challenge. Now essentially this heart detox challenge is about you giving up bad habits and picking up new ones, picking up new easy simple habits. So one of the things that I definitely want to get out of this challenge is doing more sunnah prayers. That's something that I feel that I don't do enough of and that inshallah I want to use this month to build up. What is the biggest obstacle in being spiritually productive? So for me, I would say one of the biggest obstacles when it comes to being spiritually productive is always being too busy. I think we live in a day and age where we have a million and one things to do, and it becomes quite easy to focus on the dunya as opposed to realizing that actually if we focus on our ibadah, it helps us in both our dunya and our akhirah. And the next question after that is, what is the biggest time waster in your life right now? My biggest time waster is social media. Instagram and Facebook are the two things that I 100% need to cut down on. The next two questions, I want you guys to tell me what your answers were for them in the comments below. So the first one is, what ayah motivates you to be productive? And then what hadith motivates you to be productive? So the ayah that motivates me to be productive is the 14th ayah of Surah Hud, which says, A'udhu billahi shaitanir rajeem. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyi'ati dhalika dhikra lidhakirin. So this ayah says, indeed, good deeds do away with misdeeds, and that is a reminder for those who remember. So this ayah, I really like it because what it says to me is that even if I've done something wrong, that if I do a good deed, not only do I get the reward of that good deed, I also get the bad deed forgiven, which basically shows me that Allah's mercy is limitless. And as for the hadith that motivates me to be productive, I chose a hadith that focuses on quality, where the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah loves that when you do anything, you do it with excellence. So this is a hadith actually that my mother says to me all the time. And it always makes me remember that if I'm going to do something, I need to do it to a top quality. So those are your tasks for the day. Please make sure you comment what hadith and ayah motivate you to be productive. And make sure you send the text to your parents. And inshallah, I will be with you guys tomorrow for day 2 of the Heart Detox Challenge. Assalamu alaikum.